You're listening to Crew Talk with KP.
Hi.
Okay. I'm going to put the volume down on the phone.
Me?
So, yeah, just put it all the way down so we don't, like, hear each other. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Crew Talk. Today we have a special guest. today we have Gabby. She is a hairstylist, obviously. She is a booth runner. We are going to talk about all the things booth rent. She also happens to be my best friend ever. So
the most important person in the world.
So excited to just keep it real with y'all and tell y'all what it really means to booth rent. We both have been booth runners. She is still currently. And yeah, we're just going to get into it. So you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm Gabby. I've been booth running for 7 years now, 6 years, 7 years.
Were you always booth running? I can't remember.
Yes, I never was commissioned.
Okay. So she went straight out of school. We went to school together. Both kind of did the same thing in that aspect. She took some time off in between graduating.
4 months.
A baby.
Yeah, I took 4 months off. Well, I was the shampoo girl for a little while, or I wouldn't have been able to do booth rental. Like, I wouldn't be able to afford to without
shampooing. So we're going to get all into that. So
yeah,
straight out of school, she graduates. She has a baby.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks after we graduated. Yeah. I think I graduated a couple weeks before you or something. So she was like maybe, you know, 2-3 weeks behind. Then she had the baby, then took 4 months off, and then went to shampooing. How was that?
I mean, awful.
Do you feel like you had to do it, though, like to...
Financially, yes. I mean, not many people can afford to just write out the jump booth rent and not shampoo or assist or do something. There's just no way, especially me having a newborn baby. It was the best thing to do for our family. I mean, was it aggravating? Yes, because every time I had a client, I would have to stop and shampoo other clients' hair that wasn't my client.
So you were booth renting while you were shampooing?
Yes, at the same time.
Okay. I would say, like, that's probably not, like, a normal arrangement for people, you know? So that was, like, super nice of the salon.
No, yeah.
You
for sure.
Do that. But for someone who's just, like, starting out in school, it, like, let's get into a little bit why maybe booth rental is not the ideal situation for when you're just graduating.
Oh, well, when you're just graduating, you're taking, like, hours and hours to do someone's hair. I'm talking 4 to 5 hours to do one person's hair. So you're obviously not taking in multiple people during the day. So if you're making $200-$300 a day, by the time you pay booth rental at the end of the week, your products, and then 20% of that total to taxes, you're really not getting much left over.
Yeah, so that's, like, why financially. Now, look, if that's, like, your... this is what I want to do, your hopes and dreams, and maybe you're in a different financial spot than Gabby was, then maybe you can do that and just not make money at the end of the week, go negative, you know, for a couple months.
Right.
If you're, it's all, like, about your comfort level on what you feel like.
For sure.
You know, you can do. Obviously, at the end of the day, you have to eat, you know, so
I mean, if you're in the position where mommy and daddy can support you, you know, if you're fresh out of high school, went to hair school. I've been working since I was 15, so I really was in no place to just be booth rental and not have any type of support with the shampooing or, and not to mention the baby, you know.
Right. Yeah. You know, that little thing, whatever.
Yeah. That, you know, minor detail.
But so when you first started booth running, what was your booth rent?
It was $185 a week, but paid the receptionist on top of that $35 a week.
Let's just talk about the state of the industry now. I mean, I know how I feel, but I want to hear how you feel. Do you feel like booth rent is on the rise, or do you feel like it's going down? Like, people would rather be commissioned stylists now?
I really just depends really on your clientele too, but I think
nowadays, I don't know. I would say a lot of people do commission because it's less headache. It's less work on them. Unless you have a booming clientele where you're taking like multiple people throughout the day, it's really not worth it to be a booth runner.
Yeah, because let's just say Gabby busts her ass. Like nowadays, most people don't want to do that. So, and booth runners more nowadays than it was, 7 years ago. So, in order to make that work for a lot of people, I mean, unless you're doing, all these really high ticket services all day, you're taking 6 hours and you charge $600. It's, different. But Gabby will pull out six people in a day. She's a super hard worker. I totally admire her for that. But I think the workforce coming out of school now, that's not realistic. So what I like being a salon owner, what I see is like I don't see that being possible for a lot of people now. Like it was because my booth rent when I started was $125 a week, which is insane.
Unheard of. I mean, I would love for you to charge me that then.
I mean, but like thank God, I mean I couldn't do half the things that I
Yeah,
did
no, for
if
sure.
that wasn't the case, but that's not realistic. It might be realistic for a little mom and pop shop still, but
Well,
now
I
when you
think it
want
all
to be,
depends on the salon. If the salon's run down and, not a nice salon, you might be paying $100 a week, but it's not where you want to work.
I think a lot of people in school see the whole booth rental life and think it's so glamorous and
Oh,
like
for sure.
I don't regret doing it. Obviously, you don't regret it, but I think we've all had our moments of like, damn, it'd be nice to just go to work and do my thing, go home, and not have to worry about going to buy color and not having to worry about posting on social media all the time. And that doesn't go away, when your commission or hourly or whatever your salon situation is, but everything's on you. Even here, like if something were to happen with a client, one of Gabby's clients, and I'm the salon owner. If it was one of my commission styles, that would be on me. But she totally takes that responsibility, for herself. And I think that also is a big, not issue, but like if you don't have the personality to be able to handle
Exactly.
that.
You definitely have to take control. Don't let your client control you. You have to be straightforward, but you also have to be respectful and go about it in a
And I
nice
just
way.
don't feel like coming out of school, we didn't even have that confidence at the time,
No, for sure.
And now the industry is just so, I feel like the industry is a lot more serious now, and clients expect like, clients expect like everything for
Like
nothing,
we owe them something. I don't feel like we have a lot of those clients, but for sure on the internet you'll see people like that TikTok was like, my hairdresser wanted to take a picture of my hair when I pay her. Like then you're gonna go to post it and get a discount from it. Like, no, we're gonna take a picture of your hair. We're gonna post it. Yes, it's free advertisement for us, but we're also doing you a service. It's not like I
Oh
have to
my
do your
God, I
hair.
didn't even see that.
Oh my God, I have to find it and send it to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the freedom, pros and cons wise, I mean, the freedom that comes with booth rental obviously is like, it's different, than being a commission stylist. But there's definitely a, something to envy with like not having to answer to anyone though,
Oh, a hundred
which,
percent.
hey, I'm not coming and saying, I mean, that's not my problem, that's on you,
Well, yeah, I have a child that lives sick, so I do call off a lot. If I was a commission worker, Casey probably would have fired my ass a long time ago. Like, oh, you have to
I'd be
take
like,
off
well,
again
I'll
because your
know you go
child's
have to get
sick?
the kid healthy because you've got to get your ass to work.
Look. The past week I called off twice, which I don't like to do. I am not someone, I will come to work sick. That's changed since the whole COVID situation, but I am someone who it takes everything in me to cancel. And because I'm so booked up, I don't have anywhere else to put people. I will be coming in on one of my off days. Like, I don't want to move people around. That's just not me. But life with kids, that's just, I guess, well, this kid, that's how it goes.
Just one, the second one. It's
Just
all.
one.
It's always the second one that
Just one.
does you in. Yeah, I mean, going back like to graduating, do you think that you should have done commission for a little while?
I personally don't think, because I do feel we built our clientele very quickly and I learned a lot from it. I do think it's not a good situation for a lot of people. I was in a really good situation where, yes, I had a baby, but I also didn't have a car note. I didn't have rent. I didn't have a mortgage. My dad supported me a lot. And that's not a lot of people's situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, obviously our situations were different to an extent, but we both lived at home. I don't know. My first thing I went and bought when I graduated was a car. Yeah. So I mean, I had my lease note, you know, whatever, but okay. My $200 lease note was my only bill I had, you know? So living at home and not having to like, oh my God, I'd be so concerned. I didn't have a baby at the time either. So I really was wild. I could do whatever I wanted.
Exactly.
At that point, I could have made no money.
Right.
You know, but I do think up until probably recent times, I just thought booth rental was the only way to do things. And like that, you would make so much money when at the end of the day, I would bet a lot of commission stylists might make more than booth runners. Like, because if you don't know how to handle the business end of things,
right,
like you're going to get screwed, you know?
For sure.
And that's something a lot of booth runners don't take the time to educate themselves on.
Right.
You know, I feel like I try to help y'all in that aspect and be like, these are the things, like the taxes. I feel like a lot of booth runners look at the big number, like gross. And it's like, at the end of the day,
I never looked at the taxes until you sat down with me and was like, okay, take what you make weekly and do 20% of that. That's what you have to save for taxes.
And that's wild. That. Like that's,
it's a lot of money.
I mean, if you make $100,000 a year, that's $20,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Shit, you might be in another tax bracket at $100,000. You probably are.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So then you probably are paying 25%, 28%, whatever it is.
And, like, people just don't take that off. Really.
No.
And then you got to take the expenses off and the rent and the you know, all the other things.
I'd be behind bars because I don't got $20,000. Come on, IRS, what you want?
She said, you're going to put me on a payment plan.
Don't get a payment plan for that? Okay, $2,000 a month.
I mean, but also, like, why wasn't that ever taught to us in
school?
It never
was.
You know, I mean, I think in school they just, like, automatically were like, no, you're going to be commissioned. You're going to have to assist. You're going to blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because the majority of people, that is 100% what they should do.
Yeah.
Even, like, I don't regret anything I did, obviously. I'm a big believer in, like, this, it got me to where I am now, so I'm not going to sit here and, like, dwell on it, but I think it probably would have been, I mean, because I assisted for a month, you know, whatever, I can't, like, I don't have that experience, I don't have that commission stylist experience, like, I can't relate in that aspect, and now owning a salon, I'm like, oh, well.
I mean, I feel like even people who have been booth running forever and never did commission, like, some of them need to be commissioned. Like,
yeah,
I've seen
probably
people,
still.
Like, booth runners that work twice a week, like 2 days a week, is not paying booth rental, like, enough for you to cover your booth rental, your products, your taxes, and then have, like, a significant amount left over to justify you paying booth rental. Like, you might as well just be commissioned.
Yeah, and, like, be able to live your life.
Right.
Because what's the point of doing any of this if we're not making money? I mean, at the end of the day, you can love what you do only to a certain extent because, like, I mean, but I feel like there's this whole culture now on social media of, like, booth running, and that is the only that is the dream.
Way to go.
That's not
right.
The dream for everyone.
No, it's not.
What are your hours supposed to be?
I don't even know.
Oh, she has no idea because...
Every other Monday I'm supposed to be off, but I'm about to switch it because I don't normally work Mondays. It's just because the baby goes to school part-time. But I think I'm supposed to be off definitely before 5 every day. I know that, but I don't.
Yeah, if
Saturdays
sun
I'm supposed
is
to be
setting,
off by 1,
I'm
probably here until 3.
Yeah.
If the sun is...
I was going to say, if the sun is setting, I am...
Well, now it doesn't set till 7:30.
Yeah, that's way too late. I get in my bed at like...
Oh, well, I used to do a late night once or twice a week. I don't do any anymore.
Yeah, no, I used to do... Oh, okay, I did used to do Tuesdays for like years, 9 to 7.
No.
Now I make Jessica do it.
Yeah, exactly. The fresh hairdressers. Look.
Look,
that's
but
what
you
we
have
did our
to.
Time. Yeah,
but
we
you
did
have
our
to.
Time.
Like, that is the, like, prime hours.
Absolutely.
Really, from like,
well,
4 to 7.
I mean, Jessica, sorry to call you out, Jess, but, like, she doesn't have any kids. She doesn't have, she has a dog, which is a big responsibility, but you don't have to be at home at a certain time.
Right.
And that's a lot of new hairdressers. I was just an exception, I guess, because I had a
she just
newborn.
Said no, I'm going to just work. I can't be home with you.
But even with the newborn, I did that. Like, you just do what you have to do.
To make money to afford this child.
You have to put in the time to build your clientele. You do. And once you're there, like right now, I have my clientele. My clientele is set. Like, I don't have a slow time. I am booked, set back to back every day, all day. Like,
yeah. And she, like, has her timing right. She's not taking these, like, 6-hour services.
Right.
Every once in a while, she'll have a color correction. But that's, like, first, that's not realistic for her clientele because she don't have time. Like, her clients book out, like, 2-3 months in advance, you know? So she's pretty booked. You know, there's nowhere to shove in a, to me, a color correction's not worth it unless you're going to pay me, like, $200 an hour because I don't want to do it. So,
yeah.
Even then.
But Casey gives me all her color corrections she doesn't want to do.
Okay, because she's so good. She's so good at it. She really is a shame. But
what's my life motto? Not much a full highlight can't fix.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Or extensions.
Or extensions.
I just added extensions like last week. Unless you're bald, then a wig.
Just buy a wig.
Just buy a wig. Yeah.
That's it. Solve all your problems.
Exactly.
You want a color correction? Just buy a wig. Just buy a wig.
If you want blue hair for this festival you're going to because your favorite DJ is playing, just buy a mother effing wig.
Yeah.
Do not come in here and get blue hair just for one weekend.
Just get a little tape in extension for the day. A
little pop of color.
What would you say to someone who is just starting out now, like in 2022, as a booth runner?
As a booth runner?
Yeah. What is something that you wish you knew, like going into it, that you didn't find out till after that?
I mean, don't let people take advantage of you.
Yeah. Stick your ground.
Stick your ground. Especially, I mean, there's nice ways to go about it. You don't want to be taken advantage of, for sure. Definitely,
by clients or by?
I mean, both.
Honestly. Yeah, by clients or by bosses.
I mean,
salon owners.
Yeah, both. But definitely by clients, because you don't want them to get used to that. You don't want them, you know, oh, I'll come in for my off day this time. And then they expect it every single time. Or, oh, I'm just coming to your house and we'll curl. Like, that's fine at first. But then it gets to a point where it's overdone and they're taking advantage. And stick to your prices as well. I was really bad about that.
That's a good one.
Don't sell yourself short. I wish I would have never done that. Now it's hard for me to go up on my clients that I've done since right after school because, you know, I don't want to just completely shock them with the sticker price either, but also I need to make my living. It's not fair that, you know, I discount some people and I don't some, but I just feel like I have to gradually go up. I know Casey would just do it, but I don't know. I just have such a hard time. I go to sleep and, like, I lay in bed and think about everything at night. I don't know how to, like, turn off my head and I don't know. I would just stick to your price for sure. It's
business though, you know,
Sure.
I mean, I know we're in this business of everything is so personal and like, I totally get that. But at the end of the day for a client, whether it's your friend, your mama, whoever, like some random, honestly, the random clients off the street are willing to pay the price more than your friend.
Yes.
But here's my problem. And this is what I tell everyone is they would pay it to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
No one else is going to give them a deal. So why would you give them a deal?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know? And I mean, obviously you know how it needs to be, but like it is hard once you fall into that
when you've already been in it for years
to like stop doing it. I mean, I used to do bundle pricing and discount, you know,
I mean,
amount.
At first, look, if that's what you got to do, post the 20% off for this month, like I'm all for that. Like,
yeah, that is totally fine, but I'm saying like my set pricing used to be bundled.
Right.
If you got a haircut and a highlight, it was, you know, $20 less or whatever.
Right.
But that's just the dumbest thing ever because if anything, you're working harder.
Right.
So why would I discount it?
Right.
You know, I mean.
And then people get used to it. And then once you're at the point like me, like I don't have room really, unless a new client wants to wait 7-8 weeks, like I could get that new good price. But now I have all my old clients, which don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to complain about that, but to make more income would be amazing, you know, but I also wanted to say the good thing about starting commission, you can't give people discounts. You just got to go based off what the salon prices are.
That's true, because I'll be yelling.
Yeah. Well, you just can't do that. That's not your money to play with.
Right.
As a commission person,
so
you have to charge.
I think being commission to start just teaches you, like,
good boundaries, too.
Yeah, and, like, you learn about the business side a little bit, you
For
know.
Sure.
without it being your responsibility to
do.
Yeah,
for sure.
So.
Okay, Gabby, well, thank you for chatting with me and for just being transparent. She's just the best. I mean, that's all I can
try.
So, all right. We're signing off.
Okay. Bye, people.